The mood. The past and future. Symptoms include dissociation, running thoughts, and repeated usage of the phrase, I'm so stressed. The mood described. It's like I got to wear blinders all the time so I won't think sideways or in the past. Carson McCullers, The Heart is a Lonely Hunter. You remember too much, my mother said to me recently. Why hold on to all that? And I said, where can I put it down? Anne Carson, The Glass Essay. Looking back is a misery. I don't remember what was fun and funny. I remember what I wish to forget. The wrong, sad, hurting things. Martha Gellhorn. It was the Tuesday after Memorial Day. Jay and I had just gotten off the subway in Brooklyn, slightly tanned, pulling our suitcases behind us. The air was warm, a cool breeze carrying the last farewell of winter, and the aroma of the flowers, now beginning to bloom, mixed with the dirt and sweat of New York, creating that undeniable scent, the smell of possibility. I'd just begun writing this book, and though I had no deal or agent or idea that it would someday be published, the future lay in front of me like a calm sea. I forgot that my mind, like the sea, could turn, that moods, like storms, rolled in even on the calmest of days. On the way back to the apartment, we decided to pick up some ingredients for dinner. Milk, steak, and a tomato. Jay offered to go inside, fighting the crowds and maze of aisles while I waited with the luggage. I remember standing there, the lower edge of my bum resting on the top edge of a fire hydrant, the two black suitcases next to me, thinking how lucky I was. Lucky to live in New York. Lucky to have a boyfriend who did things like run inside so I could stay outside. Lucky to be young, in love, and smelling the sweet air. Then my phone vibrated. I pulled it from my back pocket, swiping on an email notification. I was working for a marketing agency, and even though it was a holiday weekend, my boss wanted to know when I'd have next week's presentation ready. The message was no more than 10 words, just one line. Yet the aggressive tone, less asking and more demanding, flipped a switch. Some small lever inside me set in motion a projector of thoughts playing in quick succession like a silent film. I thought about how I didn't want to go to work tomorrow. How everything, the commute, the emails, the meetings, would drain whatever peace I'd found during the weekend. I thought about the last presentation I'd get.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?